وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were looking at human rights in the Quran, and specifically we were looking at the traits that makes a human human and acts humanely with his fellow brothers and sisters and his fellow human beings. We were looking at the verse from Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 102, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. All you who believe, be God conscious, be God wary, be afraid of Allah. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. In the true sense of God consciousness, not just to be God conscious, but to be extreme God conscious in the way that one should be. So we've discussed this verse previously, but obviously we want to dive even further and further to see how we can relate it to human rights and to our daily lives. Now, the verse itself highlights the importance of being mindful of one's actions. In the previous episode, we said one needs to be mindful of Allah Himself, because taqwa means to be God conscious. And when a person is God conscious, then he needs to make sure that he's not stepping on God's laws. Here we're saying no, a person needs to be what? Mindful of his own action, and of living a life that is in line with Allah's commands. This consciousness of God is not only about fearing Him, but it also involves having a deep understanding of His values and principles, and striving to implement them in our daily life. Knowing God's laws is one thing. Saying Allah says, well, don't drink, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't kill, I understand that. That's very well understood. But to what extent do I apply these values in my life? So there is a second step beside understanding, and that is implementing. So when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes on taqwa, because taqwa helps me and you and everyone who applies it to act justly and treat others with dignity and respect. And obviously, that's the ultimate goal of taqwa. Because taqwa itself, again, that concept of being God conscious, promotes a sense of responsibility towards oneself and towards other people, and helps to create a community where everyone's rights are protected, because you fear God, I fear God, everyone fears God, which means what? Which means none of us will cross the boundaries of each other. Why? Because I know that I'm accountable for my actions. God is watching me. I am God conscious. I am a muttaqi. Therefore, I refrain from any of these actions. So then you see that in Islam, every individual is considered equal in the eyes of God, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is entitled to the same basic rights and freedoms as everyone else. Now, before we continue and we go any further, let us just take a short break and then we will be back with you. So don't go anywhere.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program For Humanity. So we are still looking at the verse 102 from chapter Ali Imran, chapter 3, where Allah talks about taqwa, and we're trying to see how important taqwa is in terms of human rights. The emphasis on taqwa helps individuals, as we said, to act responsibly, not only towards themselves, but towards other people. The belief in accountability to God, because obviously ultimately we are going to be questioned by Allah Himself, and we have to give an answer to all the actions that we do. This belief in accountability, believing that you're accountable for your actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it will do is encourage the individuals to act ethically, even when no one is watching. Why? Because a person, a male or a female who is God conscious, what he will do is he will always keep in his mind that no matter where he is, Allah is constantly and always watching him. And that's the difference between a muttaqi and non-muttaqi, a God-conscious person and non-God-conscious person. Not non-believing person, because many people believe in Allah. 99%, if not 99.9% of the Muslims believe in Allah. But how many of them are actually God conscious? If I speak about myself when I'm alone, I think there is no one around, so I do whatever I feel like. I commit haram, I watch haram, I listen to the haram. Why? Because I think that God is not watching me. I do believe in Allah, but am I God conscious? No. So the difference is that people who are God conscious, they are constantly taking the fact or in their mind that Allah is watching. They are accountable for their actions. So what it does to them, it helps them act ethical even when no one is watching. It provides, like if we can say, a moral compass for the individuals, for me and you, to do what? To help maintain social order and stability. That's it. Because when we are God conscious, then we're ethical. When we're ethical, we're not doing anything wrong, and we're applying the rules and going by the rules. That means we are creating a social order, and we're trying to create a stability in society. So you see how important the concept of taqwa is, that one needs to apply. They need to be God conscious. In this way, taqwa plays a crucial role in promoting human rights and justice. Why? Because we're saying a person needs to be ethical. How can a person be ethical if he is Allah conscious or God conscious? It helps individuals to act in accordance with Allah's commands and to create a society that's based on fairness, equality, and compassion. Because if I and you are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conscious of ourselves, if we are, for example, morally and ethically hold ourselves accountable for our actions, then nothing is going to go wrong. then you live in peace, I will live in peace. I won't harm you, you won't harm me either. So we will leave this discussion here, and inshallah we will continue it in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله